Audrey's report touched on the sometimes uncomfortable marriage between a good cause and business. On the one hand, there's a everybody wins mentality, but some survivors get angry at the idea of corporations getting involved with illness awareness campaigns. This issue hit close to home for Philadelphia guitarist and singer Joey Dubek. He's one half of the punk band Pinkwash. Many of the band's songs are inspired by Dubek's experiences in caring for his mother during her 14 months battle with breast cancer. Pinkwashing refers to marketing tactics where the color of consumer goods is temporarily changed to pink, and companies pledge a percentage of sales to breast cancer research. Critics say that when companies like Estee Lauder, KFC, or BP go pink, it's to sell products and not to donate money. Dubek talked about incorporating this topic into his artistic work, and he told us he finds peace in cacophony.
In February of 2008, I had just quit my job at this animal rights nonprofit, saved up a bunch of money, didn't have any plans, and literally a month after that, my mom got sick with stage 4 metastatic breast cancer. My aunt and my grandmother came up from North Carolina to help get her settled. They were just kind of like, well, you know what you gotta do now. So I was like, yep, I mean, yeah, I can do this. And I have to. The day-to-day was getting up, making breakfast for us, driving her to chemotherapy, getting home, making lunch, getting some dinner, watching TV. We watched a lot of Sex and the City together. Once a month, my aunt would drive up from North Carolina and stay the weekend or stay like 5 days so I could get out of the house and hang out with people. It was essentially that for 14 months. My mom passed away in March of 2009. Pinkwash is based out of the frustration of dealing with my mother dying from breast cancer. Long after acceptance comes extreme bitterness. I'm bitter about the fact that myself and my family, we just feel a little exploited by the cancer industrial complex.
For every pink bucket of grilled or original recipe, KFC makes a 50-cent contribution to Susan G. Komen for the cure.
I ski with pink. I can't get enough pink. Come on, everyone. Buy Raspberry 5-Hour Energy, benefiting living beyond breast cancer.
I'm just using that as my fuel to write these songs. I wanted to play loud music because of how it would affect me emotionally. When I was 8 years old, my mom got me the Smashing Pumpkins' Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness double CD. That was my very first CD.
Despite all my rage, I am still just a rat in a cage.
Like, at that time, I would listen to some songs and be terrified by them because they would be so intense and so heavy.
Despite all my rage, I am still
Billy Corgan would be screaming in them. Not only do I like writing heavy rock songs, it's also something that can speak to people. I really just want the audience to feel something. In the same way that you might watch a sad film and feel cathartic about it. You'll process something in watching the film and then feel better.
Joey Dubek, who together with Ashley Arnwine forms the Philadelphia punk band duo Pinkwash. Dubek lost his mother to breast cancer in 2009. Jonathan Pfeffer produced this piece.